here's a story from The World.
Scientists estimate there are 200,000 edible plants on Earth, and yet many of us humans base our entire diets on just a few crops. As the climate crisis deepens, though, we need to be more flexible. Some researchers say that improving the diversity of plants could help us adapt to our changing world. In Turkey, a network of farmers is doing this by preserving rare indigenous plants. From southern Turkey, Duri Buscarin reports.
Hüseyin Kara shows me the land his family has farmed for generations, and he introduces each crop with the pride of a grandfather with many, many grandchildren. His son Yunus tags along, translating.
And this is rainbow melon.
Bamya, biliyor musunuz?
Bamya.
After the rainbow melon, we move over to okra. There are lemon trees that grow clusters of bright red lemons, and beanstalks whose pods open to reveal gorgeous black beans. All of these crops, he says, come from ata tohumu, a term in Turkish that roughly translates to heirloom seeds. These are the seeds that were grown by his family, saved after every harvest, and passed down over the decades.
Biz, ben kendimce, yani ailede, bugüne kadar hibrit tohum hiç kullanmadık.
In this family, we have never used commercial hybrid seeds, he says. The sun is hot and unrelenting here in Meşelik, a village off of Turkey's southern coast. Olive trees dot the hills of dry, rocky soil. But Kara's family figured out how to farm it. His seeds can tolerate drought, pests. They may not produce as much as commercial seeds, but they're tough, like hardened fighters ready for battle. His tomatoes, for example, can grow with almost no additional water. Yunus translates again.
Nasıl yetiştirebiliriz? Bunlar alıştırılıyor şimdi.
When they give first, we will start watering again. And since 2 months, we are not watering them.
But even so, the summers are getting hotter and drier here on the Mediterranean.
Hala daha topraklar ısınmadı. Öyle bir konumdayız.
Global warming affected the warmth of the soil, so our planting time delayed.
Once, almond trees grew in Meşelik, their bright pink blooms bursting into color every spring. But they died about 15 years ago, and Kara isn't sure why. Everything is getting harder to grow. That's why biodiversity is so important to him.
Neler yapmamız gerektiğini öğreniyoruz.
So we are trying to find new seeds which are more efficient in this climate. So we are trying to find them and select them and trying to make a living on them.
Kara is part of a network of farmers who are betting big on biodiversity being one of the keys to adapt. It's organized by Jale Eren, a tall woman with a deep laugh who lives in a town nearby. Almost 10 years ago, while she was blending boiled sweet potatoes and spinach for her new baby granddaughter, she realized that she couldn't find some of the traditionally grown vegetables that she grew up on.
Ulaşması için yerel tohum konusunda çalışmaya.
So I decided to do something about it.
While working for the local municipality, Eren started driving into villages around southern Turkey.
Yerel tohumunuz var mı diye sorduğumda, hayır.
I'd ask if they have local seeds, and they'd say, no, we don't. Buying hybrid seeds and planting them every year showed you were wealthy.
In 2006, Turkey passed a law patterned after the European Union's agricultural policies, which forbids the sale of unregulated seeds. Saving seeds after a harvest became something you only did if you couldn't afford commercial varieties. For some, it felt almost shameful.
Köylere gidiyorduk, onlara her şeyi anlatıyorduk.
We were going to these villages and asking them to plant local seeds. And we realized that a lot of the local seeds are hard to find.
Eren was determined to save what was left. She organized seed swaps and found people who had saved the seeds of a special type of cucumber or chickpea. Once, she chased a lady down who she saw carrying a special type of dimpled squash. Today, Eren's collection boasts almost 3,000 seed varieties from throughout Turkey and the surrounding region. And they're beautiful.
Edirne sarı karpuzu, örneğin.
There are watermelons whose seeds naturally have black and white geometric etchings, like Art Deco wallpaper. An old tomato variety called the traveler's tomato looks like a cluster of cherry tomatoes fused together. It's good for traveling, she says, because you can peel off a section and keep it without the juice getting everywhere. Eren can't sell her seeds, according to Turkish law. She can only give or exchange them. She has 4 centers spread throughout southern Turkey and a Facebook page boasting more than 20,000 followers.
İklim değişikliklerine karşı hazırlıklı olmak ve özgür olmak istemekti.
We want to be prepared for climate change, and we want to be free of chemical fertilizers. That's why we're doing this work.
It's also about self-sufficiency, Eren says. If you control your own food, then you can be free. For the world, I'm Derya Buscarin in southern Turkey.